Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Psalm 50:5, gather my saints unto me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're standing on the word of God and the breakthrough even now in the name of Jesus. We're binding up the earth realm that's full of confusion, and we overruling every diabolical entity and spirit, Lord, that's rising up against the kingdom of God even now. We come against false accusation and demonic presence, Lord, that have been linked in the earth realm by illusion and delusion and hallucination. People. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the power of the breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, heal the mind, thought, and will of your people, God. Cover them from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet, God. We come against demonic darts that have been sent against your people in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord Jesus, right now. Let them overcome the pain and the pressures of the world and the world events. Father, we thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your healing power be personified in them and through them even now in Jesus' name. Let your glory fall fresh. Let a fresh anointing fall over them even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the woman of God on today as she bring forth the word of God through the power of the oil in the name of Jesus. Healing that your children burdened by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor right now, for this is the day that you have made, that we may rejoice and be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, your name is worthy to be praised in Jesus' mighty name. We're lifting up Ministry to Rita Bryan. We're lifting up family, Lord Jesus. We're lifting up this conference line and all the leaders. We thank you for the conference, God, how you moved over it and touched lives and healed people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for total victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we come against demonic spyware in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day and thank you for the power of the breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let your glory and a fresh wind fall. Let your power and a fresh wind fall. Father, we thank you for it right now. We command peace to be still even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Father, for your greatness. And we thank you right now for the people of God all over in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, heal them, set them free by your power in Jesus' name. Father, you're worthy of the praise, the glory, and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up all demonic spirits, Lord, that have been trying to pull down the power of your people, God. We lift up government officials all over, newly elected officials in the cities and regions and towns in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, God, to walk in the moral plan and the morality of your word in the name of Jesus. We come against strong illusions and addictions, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover the mind of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, cover our youth that will be listening in from the north, south, east, and the west. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for the power of the breakthrough and breaker's anointing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Father, we thank you for it now. We thank you for your power now. We thank you for your strength now. We thank you for the healing now. We thank you for walking us through it now. In the name of Jesus, we command peace to be still, even now in Jesus' mighty name. We lifting up the widows, those that are sick and shut in, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal their body, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let that word have free course, and let the word be released into anointed the earth man, over the lives of so many people around the world, God, that they will be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Let your power overshadow them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the power of your word, the glory of your word. Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word in Psalm 37 and 25, by way of David, yet he was young, but now he was old. Never have he seen the righteous forsaken, neither their seed begging bread. God, we thank you for the seed in the land, Lord, to the seed around the world, seed being touched in the name of Jesus. Hearts been mended, people's lives been changed. Father, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your glory in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Well, good morning again. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank and praise God for our kingdom leader. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Apostle, for that powerful prayer. Overseer-elect Patrice. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that the oil is pressed. Hallelujah. And it is overflowing. Hallelujah. I thank God, hallelujah, for such a time as this, such a time as this. If you don't know the Lord, I am going to just invite you this morning, hallelujah, just to open up your mouth and say, Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you to come in and live within me. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, forgive me of all my sins. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Jesus, hey, there's nothing better than you. Hallelujah. I need you to have a relationship with you. Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Every day is the day of salvation. But I invite you this morning, hallelujah, doing sometime this morning, hallelujah, have a little talk with them, hallelujah. Don't tell them about your troubles, hallelujah. Tell them about how much you want him to be your Lord and Savior. Hey, glory. Yes, Lord, I feel the Lord moving in a different way this morning, hallelujah. Have your way, God. Have your way, have your way, have your way. There is none like him. There is none like him. There is none like him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ooh, my God, hallelujah. We just thank you, hallelujah. We thank God for you this morning, coming from far and near, wherever you are this morning, hallelujah. You can make an altar. And you can begin to just open your mouth and decree and declare, hallelujah, invite the Lord in, hallelujah. Let him have free course in your life, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Because certainly, 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 we can do nothing without him. You should not want to do anything without him. You might have been living too long without him, hallelujah. But now, today, I tell you, if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, give your life to him. Give your life to him, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is not even in the notes nowhere. Oh, overseer, hallelujah, glory to God. Administrator Aretha, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Whew. I say, do we have any announcements? Come on, Apostle, because I'm telling you, the Lord is doing something here. Hallelujah.
Yes, He's doing something.
Hallelujah. I'm trying to speak regular. I'm telling you, but y'all got to pray for me this morning. There is some rumbling in my belly. Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm. Let the Lord use you on today. Yes.
We do have an assignment. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Mm. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
All right, first, this is the first Friday. Hallelujah. We come and there we allow our youth, amen, to have, to ask the questions, make any comments that they may want to make. Hallelujah. Here on this first Friday. If you have a question, hallelujah, you want to make it known, if you're on Blog Talk side, you can put it in the chat. Or you can press one on the dial of your phone. Or you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152 for your questions or your comments this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I can't get away from this today. It's the day of salvation. Hallelujah. You don't know. You don't know what the day is going to bring. Hallelujah. But I thank and praise God. And Prophet, let me tell you something. Apostle, woo, hallelujah.
Yeah.
My daughter, I'm gonna make a testimony this morning to encourage you young people. Hallelujah. My oldest daughter, hallelujah, she received the Holy Ghost when she was 3 years old. That's my prophetic child right there. She would kind of sing songs and stuff to me, know who on the phone. I ain't even said nobody's name. That's how deep the gift was working in her. I didn't even know anything like that. But I knew that, hallelujah, something was different. This is a child that I was going to abort. Listen to what I'm saying. I was going to abort her because of the sin that I was in. But I'm going to tell you how God is. Hallelujah. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Ooh, but this is the way my spirit is leading me. Hallelujah. Well, God's spirit is leading me. I ain't going to say my spirit because it ain't my spirit. Hallelujah. Yesterday she said, "My, where you been? I've been calling you and you ain't answering the phone." I'm telling her, I said, okay, I got a new phone. The messenger ain't on here yet, and the Facebook ain't on here. She said she had been out without a job for several months. I think it's longer than 6 months. She was getting discouraged and this. But I'm going to tell you something. I told her, I said, okay, I want you to get up every morning and say, God, I thank you for that $25 job an hour. That's what I told her. And that exactly. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, she lives out in California. But you know it's expensive out there. And I'm like, Lord, my baby is struggling. My son-in-law can't work because he got carpal tunnel in both of his hands, and I got to have a second surgery. Mm. And I'm like, Lord, I need you to deliver right now, too. Both of them is not, they are living off of pennies. Unemployment ain't that much to take care of this mortgage here. So mama been helping. Oh, Jesus. But let me tell you about a God that supplies all your needs according to his riches. Hey! Ooh, hallelujah. She called me last night. Hallelujah. We talked. She said, hallelujah. Mom, I told her the job that she was going to get, she's going to get it. The people is not only paying her the $25 an hour, but they giving her a weekly, they hear what I say, a weekly stipend for her rent on top of her paycheck. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then she getting something else And with that, when we calculated just for her, hallelujah, I'm going to see what my paycheck say when it comes. But we just calculated according to the contract that they gave her when she signed up. She will be making over $100K a year. She makes more than her mama. Hey! Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you, hallelujah. She said, Ma, I've been praying for you every morning. Oh, and I done went from praying for her. She didn't pray for me. I'm going to tell you something. Don't give up on your children, no matter what the situation look like. You just keep trusting and believing in God. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They may be backsliders, but you got to get up in the morning and decree and declare, Lord, I thank you. I just say, hallelujah. Complain about it. Get up and decree and declare, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my children living a godly life, having a relationship with you. Hallelujah. We got to start praising him, hallelujah. We always cry out to him, but hallelujah, the Bible says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, hallelujah. And if we going to give thanks, hallelujah, we got to start thanking him, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Okay, I'm trying to calm down, hallelujah. But God is, hallelujah. It is no goodness of my own, hallelujah. It is not, hallelujah, because of his mercies, his compassion, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to do something for somebody on today. Oh, the water is stirred, the hallelujah. The atmosphere is conducive, hallelujah, right now for a miracle. Hallelujah. I decree and declare a miracle is happening right now. Hallelujah. God is cleansing that infection that has been set up so long. Yes, God is cleansing that infection. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Whoever it is that got this infection, get in the pool and begin, hallelujah, of praise. Get in the pool of praise this morning, hallelujah. Stand before him, lift up your hands, hallelujah. Ah, God, say, God, it is me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need right now, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we are here this morning, hallelujah. My cup runneth over, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Whew. Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to go, I got to take a pause.
Amen.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Apostle,
praise report.
Come on. Come on.
Awesome praise report this morning of what God can do. You know, the word of God said in the book of Psalms 37 and 25, by way of David, he was saying, yet he was young, but now he was old at that time. And never have you seen the righteous forsaken. Neither the seed was begging bread. And we thank in God for the seed time of our family members and loved ones coming through. In the word that I'm hearing today, my way of you is that the seed shall be blessed because of the prayer of the righteous. The seed shall be blessed because of the prayers of the righteousness of the family. And God answering our prayer in the midst of all of the dilemmas that is going on and all of the trials and the testings and the temptations and the battles and the warfare. Our seed is being blessed. And you're just showing that the power of your obedience to God and your faithfulness to God. He's responding to your seed, as David said. He said, yet I'm young, but now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Never have you seen the righteous forsaken. Neither our seed to do what? Beg bread. So we're watching the seed being blessed. Youth, our children, children being blessed, our generation being blessed. And while, as you came on this morning, you said we're in the fire. We're tapping into the fire of the power of God. That fire is burning. That presence is burning. The fire is manifesting itself through the word of God. The fire is being released over the lives of the people. The fire is being released. And we thank you, God, for those who are coming into the presence of the fire to feel the power of God's hand on them right now. Those intercessors and prayer warriors who tap it in right now are feeling the fire, feeling the miracle that God has, has spoken out of your mouth. And when you spoke up, woke up in the morning, wake up every morning, as just like you said, like you're making $25 an hour. Now, the word of the Lord came to pass, and she's making over $100,000, and God is answering our prayer from city to city, nation to nation, community to community. He's responding to the cry of the people. He's responding to the call of the people. He's responding to the need of the people. He's responding to the issues of the people. He's responding right now. All you have to do is tap into that presence and watch him move on your behalf. Watch him move in the matter. Watch him bring it into existence because of the power of the prayers and the power of the anointing on this live and in this atmosphere, watching them do it, Evangelist Wilkes. So we thank God for the praise report. Our prayer request has became our praise report right now.
Hallelujah.
And what you prayed about is now the report of the Lord that God is doing it for your daughter, doing it in her life, doing it in her first in that child, doing it, Lord Jesus. What was a mistake was a mistake by the enemy, that the power of God may be manifested in the earth realm. What the enemy wanted to abort, it now have aborted his mission in the land. And so we thank God for the power of the breakthrough, and thank God for the power of the healing. So step into this great anointing and look, see, and watch what the mighty hand of God is doing through you, woman of God. Hallelujah. It is so. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we, I can't even hardly speak this morning. Hallelujah. Overseer Lett, come on out from behind that mute button.
I'm just sitting back and just enjoying this testimony and just as what God has done. And just it encourages me as well as I know it's encouraging many others, you know, where God is able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. And he just showed himself just through your testimony, and I'm just so thankful to hear how God did above and beyond. You know, that's just the God that we serve. He's a mighty and amazing God. And so I'm just so thankful to hear the sound. And Apostle, just so glad to hear you confirm the word and just how the Lord is using you just to confirm what she is saying and just, you know, and celebrating each other, because that's what it's all about. It's about us celebrating, you know, the good things that God is doing in our lives. And so I'm just so thankful to be here on this line this morning just to hear what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Administrator, are you there? Hallelujah.
Amen. He just had that operation on yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So we go right in. You know that we have been doing the word through the alphabet.
Yeah.
And today is the letter G. Hallelujah. I told the overseer elect, I'm stuck on F. Because I was ready to hallelujah with some F, some great scriptures. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But nevertheless, I am going to, we already heard the testimony. And I know
yes.
she got her firing squad to go. But I want to start off with great. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is so great that in Psalms 147:5, it tells us, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem. I'm reading the wrong one. Psalms 147:5.
Yes,
it says, great is our Lord. And of great power. His understanding is infinite. And then I want to run over, hallelujah, 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 to Psalms 95:3. And this is, hallelujah, is just a little icing, just a little icing, just an edge, a smidge of how great he is. It says, for the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Ooh, all gods, the little g. When we just think about hallelujah, oh, hallelujah. I'm going to hold that one right there. Come on,
yes.
Overseer. Give us your great.
Well, I tell you. Go ahead. Come on, woman. Yeah. No, go ahead.
Okay. That was one of my scriptures, which was Psalms 147. But I'm thankful to hear that. But here's one right here. It says, for the Lord is great. For the Lord is a great God. And a great King above all gods. That is, well, that's what you just read too. Oh my goodness. Psalms 95:3. But here's another one on 2 Chronicles 2:5. And the house in which I built is great, for great is our God above all gods. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Apostle. Go ahead, what you was gonna say.
No, you guys are in the vein there. Amen. I'm just thinking about greatness and faithfulness to all
yes.
the earth. He is greatly to be praised throughout the earth. And when you hear the word great, you hear the word mega. The presence of God is mega. And when you're walking in the greatness of God, failure is not an option. You're
mm-hmm.
walking in those things that he's doing in your life and for your life. Even though the enemies are trying to come in from every direction, when you stand on his word, you stand on his capitalization of being God Almighty. He's Elohim, and his greatness is mega. Compared to any other thing, there's nothing that the enemy can do to those who walk in the greatness of God for their life and standing on the word of God and the power of his word and to stay in that place of his greatness for their life. We're watching, experiencing, and seeing the greatness of God manifest for his people. And the greatness of God is good. God is good all the time. And because he's good all the time God is good. And so we're connecting all of the things that he put in us, for us, and through us because of his word, his greatness, him being good, create the glory of God because it's in his glory that we're good and greatness exists. So we thank God for the greatness, the mega of God, the goodness of God, because he's good all the time, because he says in the evening, in the morning, was the third day, and it was good. Now the glory of God, the power of his glory manifests. His word said in Romans 8 and 18, I reckon and consider that the suffering of this present time is not compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So we're watching his greatness, his goodness, and his glory revealed to us because he's God all the time. So we thank God for his greatness, his goodness, and his glory coming out of these seasons, coming out of this, because we trust in him, because he's a great God. He's a good God. He's a glorious God. He's a grand God. The grand appearance of his goodness. The grand appearance, because everything is in him, through him, and for him. And we serve a great God, a good God, a glorified God, a grand God. So we thank God for his power and his ability to bring us to the greater of who we are in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, yes, yes. And that takes us right into our next word. It's on the list. Good. Hallelujah. Psalms 34 and 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah. And then we're going to run over to 1 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Come on, overseer.
Hallelujah. Psalms 105, it says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah to your name, Father, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace is everlasting. Hallelujah to his name.
And you got a song for us for that one?
Lord, you are good and mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you. For who you are, for you are good, yeah.
All the time, all the time, you are good. And when we think about that, hallelujah, as we know that he is good and he's good all the time, we can decree and declare that our God, not only is he good and he's great, but he is a giver. And how do we know that he's a giver? We quote this scripture so many times, but do you look at him as a giver when we do that? So John 3 and 16, it tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why I was saying this morning, hallelujah, if you don't know the Lord and Savior, hey, come on, come on, come on. I welcome you, come on, to join in, hallelujah, to this holiness, to his, hallelujah, his wonderful life, hallelujah, with him. And then we're going to run over to Judges chapter number 3. And verse number 18. I'm getting there. Hallelujah. You see, I got to flip the pages. Judges chapter 3 and verse 18, it tells us, and when He had made an end to offer the present. He sent the people that bear the present. So I want you to understand, God is a giver. He gives to us so that we can give to somebody else. He's a giver. Anybody want to tag in on the giver? Hey, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. When you begin to, when you were talking about giving and you were speaking of that, that word giver came out. And but what connects to the giver is the power of forgiving, to be the best giver. When we walk in forgiving, God will give us what we need and the things that we need to live and breathe in his presence, in his glory, as we walk, breathe, and live. Because everything Jesus did was giving. He was giving of himself. He was giving of his life. He was giving of the mandate. He was giving of eternity. He was giving of his presence. He was giving of his walk. He was giving of the miracle. He was giving of the assignment. He was the giver. He came to give us. But not only did he give us, he delivered us through his giving. And so through his giving, he delivered us to teach us how to be givers. And through our giving, a seed is created because of the deliverer that came through him. And so to give is what he does. And to give is what makes life. When you give into the things of the kingdom. You're giving of yourself. You're the creator of all things, because when God opened his mouth in Genesis, everything he said in the evening and the morning was the first day, and evening and the morning was the second day. And he said, in the beginning, God created. He gave us the heavens and the earth, and he separated. So everything was giving. It was not taking. It was giving. And he looked for those who are givers. And so to give is to live, to give. And look at a person that births out. They gave something. Your birthing out gives something. It's creating something through the power of giving. So we thank God for him. We thank God for the power and the presence of God giving us. Hallelujah. You can't beat God. Amen.
That is so powerful, because as you were talking, Apostle, the scripture that I had already prepared was in Luke 6:38. It says, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that meets withal, it shall be measured to you again. So I thank the Lord for what you just confirmed. As we give, because we are the givers, when we breathe out, we're giving out something. When we speak, we're speaking out. We're giving something out because the power of God is on the inside of us. So I thank the Lord that what you shared is just so powerful to remind us that we have the power in our mouth. When we give out, whether it's good or evil, it is something, we are giving something out of our mouth. So I know that it's so powerful that when we give, whether we give through finances, through our giving, through our time, through everything that we give is going to be measured, good measure, pressed down and shaken together. Hallelujah. Because we
Yes, as he was talking, I agree with you, Overseer. He was talking, and he was talking about how the giving, and because he is the giver, amen, it rose up to the next word, which is grace. You said, and with grace, hallelujah, 2 Corinthians 12:9, it decrees this. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. This is Paul talking. in the power of Christ that rests upon me. And then also when you think about grace, there's just a little small scripture. James chapter 4 and verse 6 says, but he that giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace. See, he's a giver of grace to who?
Mm-hmm.
Unto the humble. So you can't be full of pride. Mm-mm. Because, see, pride don't get you no grace. He resists those that's prideful. But hallelujah, you want the grace of God to rest, rule, and abide. Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. You got to stay humble. And I ain't talking about, just trying to be it with your face and your actions. But you got to stay humble, hallelujah, that we don't steal his glory. Hey, that we don't run and try to be this such and much and everything like that. No, that's not how we stay humble. We stay humble, hallelujah, and letting him do what he does best within us. Glory to God. I'm going to pause right there.
And I think that is so powerful, too, because my word was gracious. And in Psalms 103 and 8, it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I've seen in the Bible where you've seen where the Lord has been angry at the Israelites. He's been mad. He's been shutting people down, swallowing people up and everything, you know, because of his anger. But my goodness. To see that he is merciful and gracious to us, he didn't have to call us out, but he did. He didn't have to save us, but he did. He didn't have to forgive us, but he did. You know, as many times we have failed the Lord, I'm just so thankful that his love, his mercy, he is so gracious, you know, that is long-suffering towards us, that while we were yet sinners, he died just for us. So I am so thankful for his gracious, for him being so gracious towards us. Amen.
And as you talking about gracious, hallelujah, I have that one down too. Numbers 6 and 25 and 26. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee. Here we go. He's a giver again.
Mm-hmm.
And be gracious unto thee. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon thee and gives thee peace. And then we're going to run to Psalms 116 and verse number 5. And Psalms 116, verse number 5, hallelujah, we're talking about how the letter G, that how we can see that God is still moving through the alphabet. And Psalms 116 and 5 says, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. And then if that's not enough, let's go to the 1 Peter chapter number 2. Hallelujah, glory to God. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 3. And it tells us, I'm trying to flip my pages here, so hold on. I got the scriptures wrote down. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3 says, if so be, okay, I suggest, if so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, see, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. But now we can see that if we can taste that the Lord is gracious as well. So he just ain't good with our taste, but it's just, it goes on to say he's gracious. I'm going to stop right there. Anybody want to come in?
Amen. Psalms 1:16 and said, in of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Grace by grace we are saved. It's through the grace of God. He said, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We have to understand the power of his grace and how through his grace we are saved, healed, delivered through the grace of God. His grace is sufficient for us, as you were saying. We thank God for the grace of God that keeps us and sustains us. Grace is not a rocking chair, but grace will rock the mess out of you. That's why we thank God for his grace that is sufficient for us who understand the power of his grace, the love of his grace. When man does not have grace, grace comes through his son who filters out. It's through Jesus that gave us the strength to be able to walk and breathe and live through the grace of God. It's only through him that we have the grace, as he said in 16. In of the fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by who? Jesus Christ, Yeshua. So we thank God for the power of his grace on our life. Amen.
And then when you think about the grace, hallelujah, it takes us back to he's, because of his grace, we can be a bearer of the, he's a gift giver. And as he's a gift giver, James 1:7 tells us, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. But then we run it over to the companions, 2 Corinthians 9:15. It says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. His unspeakable gift. Because, see, we can't think that we just do everything and it's, you know, it's us that's doing all of this. But the gift, because of his grace and because of him giving the way that he gives, hallelujah, he gives so much to us. It is an unspeakable gift. And sometimes we can't even utter out the words of how good he has been, how great he has been, how much grace that we have sustained because of all the things that we can glean. We can glean from him. Hallelujah. And it's powerful. Amen. Glory to God. Overseer?
Yes, and I agree with you. And I was also looking up the definition for gracious because, you know, the definition means like courteous and kind and pleasant. But as I flipped over and I saw a different definition of like how the British talks about royalty, you know, and how, you know, they say my graciousness, you know, majesty. We can look at the Father as gracious, as like elegant and just beautiful and his splendor, just how amazing. Just I'm thinking about as the train filled the temple, you know, that's what I think about when I think about gracious, like moving and just, how do you say, and just class, not even class, but just in a class all by himself. You know, when his presence come in, it's just a gracious movement of his spirit. Y'all understand what I'm getting at? It's just, you know, I'm describable to think about his presence. But when you think about it, just the graciousness, the soothing, the consoling, the comfort, the gentleness of his grace, of his graciousness, You know, it's just like when you see a king, you know, everyone just stands up and be in awe of him,
mm-hmm.
you know, of that king or that queen, you know, and they just stand to attention. But when it comes to him and his graciousness, how he graces himself through his presence, it's just powerful. So I just had to add that on, you know, with that definition. I just felt led to just look up that definition of gracious, you know, because of the fact that we talk about how he is kind and he is pleasant and tasteful and just elegant and just prestige in all his ways. So that's how I just wanted to add that on along with the scripture. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. You want to come, because I only have one more word, and that's glory. Well, you want to come with one of your words on your list?
Amen. Well, I think I have three scriptures on the grace, and I think when I started ahead of you when I was following you when we were talking about his goodness, his graciousness, and his glory, his splendor. But the word of the Lord God said in Hebrews 4:16, it says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of what? Grace." That we might obtain mercy and find grace to do what? Grace in time of help is great. Romans 11:5 says, even so, at this present time also is a remnant according to the election of grace, the power of grace. John 1:16-1, what I read previously, in of its fullness have all we received grace for grace. Thank God for his grace that is on us. Romans 11:6 says, and if by grace then is no more works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be a works, we have to understand the power. 2 Timothy 4:22, the Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you, amen. We have to understand that 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in. We have to know the power of his grace, the love of his grace, and how it's through, as the woman God said, the splendor. When you come before the queen, it's the grace on her life, king, the grace on his life. When you hear somebody say, he graced the pulpit, amen, the grace of God on that person, and thank God that God can give us the power to handle that type of grace no matter where we are at, no matter what comes at us, no matter what come up against us, what tried to stop us, thank God for his grace. Amen.
Amen. That's powerful.
Go ahead, overseer.
I mean, I did have another word as well, and thank you, Apostle, for speaking on that. That's just beautiful, just how beautiful God is. And my word I have is God. He is God. Mm-mm-mm. And in Psalms 100, can you read my, okay, 103, it says, know that the Lord himself is God, and it is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Anybody want to that?
And you know what? That goes back to what I said earlier about us giving gifts and stuff. We you say, and the Lord, he is our God. We are his sheep.
Yeah.
See, we are his sheep. And this is lining up. Now I can see why God is saying today is the day of salvation. Come on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and be one of his sheep today. Glory to God. We can just, I mean, there's nothing better to bask in his presence. There's nothing better, hallelujah, than to be embraced and endowed all of these things because he is the gift giver. He has restored grace, hallelujah. When he went on that cross, hallelujah, the veil ripped, hallelujah, from top to bottom. Hey, glory, hallelujah, out. Stepped out of the law and stepped us into grace. Hallelujah. My God. If it wasn't for grace, hallelujah, we would still be lost. Come on, somebody. Because some of us would not have been able to afford the pigeons or the turtle doves or be able to go before the priest. My God, from glory, especially when you look at all the things that is going on in our world today, trying to continue to have the division of racism. We wouldn't have been able to go into the, hallelujah, the temple. But I thank God for his grace, hallelujah. He's no respecter of a person. Oh, the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Hey, God, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Whether you ran black, green, or brown, huh? Hallelujah, his grace is sufficient. His grace, hallelujah, will give us, hallelujah, everything that we need pertaining to salvation. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, glory be to God. I feel, hallelujah, I feel that God is moving. I'm telling you, this is a fire atmosphere this morning. Hallelujah, because God has stepped in, hallelujah, and began, hallelujah, to draw all men unto him, hallelujah. But you've got to be one that cannot be prideful and say, I don't need, there is no, you know, the Bible says, the fool says that there is no God. Believe me, there is a God. As sure as there's a God, there's a devil too. And that devil want to keep you from believing, hallelujah, in this great plan of salvation. Hey, woo, Father, I thank you, hallelujah. We're still talking about the letter G. Come on, Mother,
oh my goodness. And 1 Timothy 3, it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preaching unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Hallelujah. I got to go on mute. Hallelujah. That just confirms. He is real. He is real. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Glory to God. Go ahead, Apostle, if you would like to come in.
Amen. And that's
they want to do a Friday service. They're going to get one right now. Come on.
and it's so powerful how that scripture brings us into understanding the mysteries of God and through the power of his glory and through the splendor of his grace, through his goodness that he's given us, that he is God alone. Nothing else can move without him. Nothing else can shift with him. He is all in one, in all things, in all places, through the grace, the glory, the splendor of him. He is what we seek for and need. There's nothing outside of him. Nothing can ever change him. He is who he is in all essence of the word. That scripture personifies so many things as you read it. It makes tears come out of your eyes knowing that it is through him and in him that we walk in the goodness of him. We walk in the glory of him. We walk in the grace of him. And we walk in the splendor of who he is in us and through us. And just think that all things come from him in him and through him. Things that exist in the land come through him and him alone. God, not the little God. All the other gods will what? Leave, drive, move away. He is the supreme of all things, and we thank God for what he's doing in us and through us, through the sacred things, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And thank God today that we can walk in all of the things of the fullness of his, what God hid bodily, we can be just like him. Jesus said, I find it not robbery to be equal to God. He just allowed us to stand in his stead so his glory, his goodness, his graciousness can all be revealed. When you was given the definition, I was saying in my mind, there's no definition in any dictionary, Botanica, Wikipedia, can ever define. Google can't even define the word. Even now, when you use your text messages, you're texting, it won't even give you the big G of God. It gives you the little G. And someone won't even give you God, period. You have to put it in. So we know that even in the invisible of it, he's the invincible of all things. And through that, somebody even is being touched and healed by the sound of his presence coming out of the voice of the vessels of the men and women of God right now that are speaking. These simple G's bring us into understanding all the things. I think you started off with great, the mega, the good of God, the glory of God. I think I was sharing with the people earlier. All of these things bring us into understanding his grace that he has. It's through his son that we have all of these things. So I thank God for his presence and his mysteries coming alive. You're here because of his power, his grace, his mercy, his goodness, his love, his glory, his splendor, his greatness. Thank God for it on this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for reading that scripture, woman, because it's powerful. I mean, even if you read it again, just read it again. And just if the people just hear what he said in that particular scripture. Oh, but God, read that again. Very powerful.
Okay. And without controversy, great is thy mystery.
Without controversy.
God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah.
And you said glory. Amen.
Glory.
Glory, and I'm gonna tag on, hallelujah, 24 and 10. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. We're gonna go to hallelujah, 1 John 1:14. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. You talk about a Good Friday message. Y'all want one. Y'all got one through the letter G.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Oh, hallelujah. Great is the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. Hey, for the word. We can't explain it. Hallelujah. It's without controversy. Hallelujah. Hey, come on, Apostle, because I'm about to bust.
Yes. That light. When you were speaking, it's almost like in the spirit realm, I saw this light up, and it's so bright. It came out of a dark place into a brightness to reveal to us everything that the Lord is doing on this day, on what we call the Good Friday. I was sitting there thinking, I said, if people have to just think of just this day as good, you missed it already, because every day is a good day to the Lord. Because when he said it in the Genesis, he said, in the morning was the first day, even in the morning was the second day. And it was good. Everything he did was good. Everything he done was good. Everything he completed was good. So we're in that glory. We're in that light, Evangelist. We're in that light, Overseer Pickett. We're in that light of the goodness of God. And we're in that splendor of God. We're in that greatness of God. He's revealing himself to us in everything that we're asking, everything that we're doing, and he alone is allowing us to walk in that glorious place in him, in that graciousness and the grace that is on our life, the great grace that is on our life, to be able to do all of those great and mighty things through his word. When we come boldly before what? The throne of grace. Thank you, God, for the glory. Thank you, God, for your grace. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for your greatness. Thank you, God, for bringing us into all of the things of you, to the fullness of you on this day, this hour, this season, this dispensation, this epic moment. We are just thanking God for what he's doing at this very moment in the lives of his people now. Hallelujah. It is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So full.
Thank you, Jesus.
So full, Apostle and Dr. Wilson. Just so full off of what this whole... I'm speechless. I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unspeakable gift.
Yeah. That's it.
The unspeakable gift. And so now I can see why the Spirit of the Lord was moving, saying today is the day, because I didn't plan on us talking about the cross and all of that. On the passion, is the passion of Christ. Yeah. I wasn't talking big, but God knew how to bring his message for somebody to receive him on today. So as you meditate on what was said, amen,
yes, Lord,
before
Jesus.
We open up the floor for questions and comments, meditate on this. Apostle, you want to give us a commercial, and then we're going to come back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're in a powerful vein on today as you're speaking of this powerful place in the kingdom of God. And we just thank God for the mighty hand of God as you're speaking of these powerful things through his grace and through his mercy and through his presence.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Lerone Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Dr. Lerone Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Lerone Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Lerone Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Lerone Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.WeRestoreYou.org.
That's www.WeRestoreTheLetterU.org.
God bless you.
Prophet Lerone Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for the letter G on today. The God-giving, hallelujah, gracious, glorious, hallelujah, wonderful opportunity that we can receive from the gift giver. Overseer, you going to add some acronyms this morning?
I have one more word, and it came from Apostle, and from Apostle Simmons, and he said, "Goshen in the land of a land of plenty, we are the land of plenty as His children in the earth. He told us to be fruitful and multiply." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow, that's good.
Amen. Not able to come in right now, but he had me to share that with you all today.
Amen. That's okay. Yes. We thank God for hallelujah. So, Apostle, is there any questions or comments from the blog side this morning?
Amen. There's no question. There's people over there. We bless the Lord for those that are listening in on the blog talk side on this morning. We thank God for you and you over there, and those that are listening in the chat room at this time. We bless the Lord. There's no questions over there.
All right. Amen. If if there is any one on the conference line, anyone has a comment, amen, you can make your comment at this time. You can star six your line and come right on in. If there anyone?
Phenomenal morning to you all, CLX, Pastor, you Evangelist Wilkes. Man, I'm shaking because this was an awesome, awesome word this morning. Also, while y'all were speaking, I was just thinking over my life and the things God has done. And I thought about his leadership, and the word came to me, general. He's the general of all generals.
I had thought about it.
That's good.
Wow, and him being a general, following his commandments, following his leadership, following the examples of Christ, just him being a general and thinking of how the military is the highest ranking. Nothing is above him. Nothing is greater than him. And I just thought about him and being thankful for him being the general in my life. And I'm not sure if the scripture was a scripture y'all used, but it was in Psalms 145:4. One generation shall command your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. And also Psalm 105, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And that's something, as a general, his love is always faithful to us in spite of, even in disobedience, he's still faithful to us. So I thank you for this word. I'm going to go off because I'm filled today also because of who he is. So God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? I'm telling you, hallelujah. I can see why we can be speechless. Because you think about the manifestation and the glory. The Bible tells us that when the glory filled the temple, the priest could minister.
Nope.
You just be involved. You just have to bask in his presence. You can't help but to bask in his presence. That's how delicious his mercy, his graciousness, it's just that good. I mean, you can't help it. So I understand.
You know, and it reminds me of that earlier about the train. You know, when a woman comes in when there's a wedding, and you know, you wait with anticipation for the bride to come in, and when you see her walk in with such a beautiful dress on, and you see the train that is, like, some of them may be short, some of them may be long, but I think about just that shield, that covering, that train that fills the temple. I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
I'm just stuck right there. How powerful he is.
Yes, he is. That's right on time.
Amen.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Is there anyone else? Go ahead, overseer.
That moment of that intimacy with him, everything else that once would bother you, things that just wouldn't even matter anymore because you will understand who is the King of Glory, just as you said. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. Who is this King of Glory? You know, that the thundering of his voice can change the weather with his voice. He can create mountains, and he can also create hills. He can create the waves of the sea, and he can tell them which way they can go. That's just how powerful our God is.
I believe it's a song that says he moved mountains.
Star power. He performed miracles. Okay.
You want to give us a taste?
You move mountains. You cause the walls to fall with your power. You perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. That's it.
Hallelujah, because he made a way. Because he made a way. This morning, hallelujah, for those of you that are saved. I just want you to bask in the presence of God because he made a way. Hallelujah. His mercies. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those of you that's not saved, those of you that are backsliders, everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, see, you see that song I'm just ministering. Hallelujah. Those of you, just hallelujah, because he made a way. Because he made a way. Hallelujah. He moved mountains, the mountains of sin out of your life. Ooh, he moved, hallelujah, those drug conditions. Those can't help it. He can move them this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's making a way. He has made the way. And I'm asking you this morning just to extend your hands unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Feel his presence this morning. Feel, hallelujah. Bask in it this morning, hallelujah. If you're not saved on this morning, if you're a backslider, especially, hallelujah, now is the time to surrender to him. Surrender, 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 surrender. Oh. Even those that are saved, and you have those. You have some things that you're holding on to. You don't know which direction to go. Surrender this morning. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Come on over and sing a song.
You move mountains, you cause the world to fall with all power, perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, so we're standing here only because you move mountains. You call the world to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. So we're standing here only because you made a way. 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 Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful.
Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Say you made a way. Hallelujah, you made a way. You moved mountains. You caused the world to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. So we're standing here only because you made a way.
So we just, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, because you made that way, hallelujah, on Calvary's cross. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will forgive us for our sins, our iniquities, our shortcomings, our downfalls. Lord God, whoever we are, Lord God, that is standing here today, hallelujah, because of you being a gift giver and the grace that, dear God, came from the death of the cross. Lord God, hallelujah, I don't know who's listening in that is not saved on today. But Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that their hearts have been pricked. And Lord God, that they confess, hallelujah, their sins before you, Lord. Lord God, I ask you, oh God, hallelujah, to save them, hallelujah, deliver them, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray, hallelujah, that their hearts been pricked. Lord God, that they will find the Bible believing, the truth bearing, oh God, the congregation. And Lord God, will go down, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the remission of their sins. Lord God, hallelujah, that they, Lord God, hallelujah, can be cleansed, oh God, hallelujah, through baptism of the water. Oh God, hallelujah, and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, those of us, oh God, that have confessed, oh God, our mouth and believed in our heart, Lord God, that we would just not do, oh God, an outward, oh God, thing. But Lord God, we pray, hallelujah, that we would surrender all that is inside of us, oh God, would be in total obedience and alignment with your word, oh God, and live in righteousness and holiness according to your word, oh God. We pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, on this fiery Friday, oh God. Oh, yeah, oh God, we pray, hallelujah, God, that souls will be added to the church such as to be saved because you made a way. And God, as our apostle comes, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. And Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, continue to minister to God. Lord God, the closing of this broadcast on today, we pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you will continue, oh God, hallelujah, to use him and other kingdom leaders, oh God. Lord God, to minister, oh God, this great, hallelujah, glorious gift, oh God, of this salvation that you, Lord, you gave for us. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Apostle is in your hands.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon. Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. God bless the people of God on today. What a word that was released. I'm telling you something about the word of God on today. Just to hear the power of those alphabets which you were releasing, Evangelist and Overseer Pickett, how God was speaking and how many of the words were shared was so powerful. It almost had me speechless at points. How God makes us really examine ourselves. As much as we walk in a world full of accusatory people and accusations, we hear so much confusion going on around the world and things are happening in the lives of people. And just to know that God is great. He's good. He's gracious. His grace is sufficient. His glory is being revealed. And knowing that He's open to receive us in our folly, our messed up state, but knowing that he is all that we need and all that we are to Him. I just bless the Lord today for the word that came forth out of the lips of clay on this day. We thank God for you, Evangelist Wilkes. We thank God for how the Lord used you today to bless our spirit and minister to the heart of the people through this word. So I just thank God for what was said and the comments that were given on this day. I think you said it, Evangelist, if we hold anything, if we have anything, if there are things in our heart, it's you have to release it. This atmosphere is so conducive for the breakthrough and the breakout for many of us right now. I mean, it's such a peace passeth all understanding of what God is doing for His people right now. And so I thank God for it. I just thank God for it. I mean, there's no words. I just thank God for it on today and what the Lord is doing. I bless the Lord for you, evangelist, on this day. Words can't compare to just the presence of God right now that just being released. Amen. We just thanking God for it. And thank God for you on today. It is, you know, I mean, it's, wow. He never amazes us with what he's doing, and that you were breaking things down. His words was had a symbol of how powerful God is and the many things that he's doing for us on this day. So, Angelus Wilkes, you heard from the Lord on today, even when you started off talking about how God moved over your daughter and how God blessed her tremendously in the supernatural power of the miracle presence of the Lord on her life. And he blessed her with the job and your prayers of the saints. It's been powerful from that moment on, from just that moment on. The grace of God, the power of God has been so strong in this atmosphere. I mean, there's not even a word that can be compared to the revealing things of God, what he revealed to us at this very moment. And I just thank God for what the Lord is doing right now. I mean, you brought some very, very powerful things out at this time. I mean, just powerful. And Overseer Pickett, how God can use simple alphabets and simple words. And I think Apostle Simmons would even begin to talk about Goshen, because the Lord, when he said that, it's just like, I said, there it is, God right there. Because the Lord was speaking to me on today about Goshen. He was, a matter of fact, the last several days, about all that's going on in the world. God is allowing us to live, breathe, and experience our Goshen right now. We're in it. We're in that place in chaos, in trouble, in problems that are going on all around us. God is allowing us to live, breathe, and experience the power of his Goshen at this very moment. And that's the move of God in the land right now. If people would just understand, God is not going to forsake his people, no matter what it looks like, even with what we're seeing right now. And if you even understand 2 Kings 7:1, when there was a famine in Samaria, there was a famine, but I sent the prophet in and said, about this time tomorrow, would a shekel of flour be sold in the gates and 2 shekels of barley? They're locked in. And his word, the Lord, did not even go to the big God to consult him that this was going to be. He said, if it would be, knowing that we are in a Goshen right now, in the middle of a drought all around us, in the middle of the counterfeit all around, in the middle of the deceptions all around, in the middle of the manipulation, in the middle of all of the testing, in the middle of all of the things that are coming at the body of Christ and the believer, and even the world. God led us in our Goshen. That's powerful. That's the hand of God. That's the glory of God for the people of God right now. We're in it. You're in the right now time. You're in the right now time of your life. Right now. Amen. Right now. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. I'm telling you, thank God.
Amen. Definitely true, Apostle. God bless.
Amen. They're thanking God for it and blessing them on today. So thank God, Evangelist Wilkes, and thank to God on today. We just bless the Lord for what he's doing on this Friday morning. Blessing the youth and blessing us at the same time. We just thank him. Thank the Lord for today. Thanking God for today. Hallelujah. All right, people of God. It has been a wonderful morning and awesome hour that we're in celebrating what the Lord is doing in the lives of his people. Man, you just have to rejoice and know his will for our life and the things that he's doing for our life right now. So thank you once again, Evangelist Wilkes. As I told the people at the conference, man, thank God that the Lord gave us the strength to pull it off with his word and with his will on today. Bless the Lord. All right, thanks to God. We thank God for this day. And it's Good Friday, and honoring the Lord for what he's doing with us and for us on today. And many of you who are with us, understanding all of the things that God is doing in our lives and for our lives. It's been a great season thus far, and we're coming into knowing him for who he is in our life. Thank God. All right, don't forget to join us for Drive By with the Prophet sometime today. Continue to follow us as we share the word of God on Facebook and bless the saints of God. Join our great kingdom leaders as they minister the word of God on their Sunday morning services at the end of the world through our Sunday school teaching on Sunday morning. I come back 7:30 in the morning, bless the people of God with our 7:30 a.m. and our blog talk. And, you know, the Apostle Simmons come at 10 o'clock with the word of the Lord God, Restoration Truth Ministry. Then we come back at 11 a.m. with our powerful worship experience at Central Time, those other times at Eastern Time. We thank God for the word of the Lord God that comes through the master. And through the master, we able to be teachers through his word and from his word on today. Amen. All right, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you can do so by going to Cash App at @RFPIN. That's Cash App at @RFPIN and be a blessing to the ministry. You can also do it by way of Zelle at WeRestoreYou. That's the letter U at yahoo.com. That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U at yahoo.com. And be a blessing to the ministry. And thank God for the seed that you sown into the ground and into the ministry ground. We thank God for your blessing us and sowing into the ministry. And those of you who supported our 20th year church celebration, we honor the Lord for you and you on this day. Give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing for the lives of the people and the saints of God on this day. Amen. Be in that awesome place of the Lord. Amen. And continue to walk victoriously in him and through him, knowing that his perfect will shall be done in our life. Keep Administrator Rita Bryan in your prayers. We're praying for you, Administrator Rita Bryan, and many other men and women of God. Praying for your strength today. Continue to keep me prayed up because I press through today. Amen. As I press through on this day, going and going all week long, still pressing through, doing what we have to do for the kingdom of God and God's people on today. I learned that in all things give thanks unto the Lord. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We have to continue to press in and do what God has called for us to do in the warfare time, front line, Don't flatline on the front line, Saints. Whatever you do, don't flatline on the front line. Just stay in that place of God and stay in line and in tune to what he's doing for us, in us and through us. All right, Evangelist Wilkes, any final words over there, woman of God? Hallelujah.
Bless the people of God, whether you be young, middle-aged, or senior alike, remember, today is the day of salvation. Fast in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. Those that don't know God, have a relationship with him. Remember what we have said on today, that the word of God ministered to you. As Joshua says, choose ye this day who you shall serve. Will it be God? Will it be Baal? I pray that your answer will be God. Give your life totally to him. That is the word of the Lord for today.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, and the Wilkes family, and that praise report you share with us concerning your daughter. Wow. That's a blessing. We believe in God to strengthen her husband and continue to lose healing over him as well. And for all of the saints of God, we will continue to pray with you and for you on this day, that the Spirit of the Lord God will manifest himself through you and through your life. These times, these seasons, we have to continue to be strong in God. All right, people of God, stay in the place of the Lord. Have a phenomenal day. And yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this was just pressed upon my spirit about the question I called yesterday from my client. About the service. Can I ask Evangelist Wilkes, because we do have young people on the line and babes on the line, and not many people know about this or know this is going on. Is it okay?
Sure. I think it's available.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yesterday in the salon, I had a client that came in, and we were just talking, and she was asking me different questions pertaining to my walk about the shofar blowing, tongue fasting. And in her sharing, she shared with me that her church is going to have sunrise service at the cemetery. And she asked me, remember we went before? And I said, no, I've never gone to no cemetery to have no worship service. I don't understand. What does that mean? There are many churches that are partaking in that, and then in doing the research even more, I found out where that spirit of having this service came from. And if you can go deeper into it, because a lot of people don't realize how demonic that is, and they're going out to have a worship service in a cemetery. Their church was invited by a funeral home to come to the cemetery to share. Veteran that started at sunrise to the rise of Christ. That's what it's saying it is, this funeral home is doing. And it's happening here in this city of San Antonio. And I wanted to know your knowledge, wisdom on it. So I can help others in that, but I know that started by a group of people called Movadians, and it came from a Russian culture, which extends from the Bohemian culture, which deals with creativity. So this thing was created. It's not ordained by God, but it came from that, and I wanted to know your wisdom on that.
When you started seeing that, immediately my mind started thinking that's a form of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know when Jesus rose from the grave, we know that he has all power in his hand. And he did that to show the manifestations, especially to those that do not believe that he has power. But as far as those people going to the cemetery, talking about that they're going to raise up, those people are in the grave. And if they were going to raise them up, they should have done that when they were pronounced dead. That was the time to come and let the manifestation of the power come and show forth of God to raise someone from the dead before their body was embalmed. I know that people say that God can do anything, but let us not take the power of God and make mockery of it. That's not what God does. And as you did your study and your research, if the young lady or the young people would know that any time that you have to see that the enemy always is trying to make mockery of God. He's trying to, and we have to be careful as saints of God that we don't get into rituals and stuff like that that is not backed up by the word of God. Because if you look at it, even, you have to back it up by the word. When Jairus' daughter was sick, she was sick unto death, and Jesus went there to the house. And the mourners were there. He put them out. And he raised her up from the dead. Even though Lazarus, his friend, was sick, and he had been dead for 3 long days. However, that was just a sign of what was to come for him. That was just a foreshadow of him. But I'm talking about you have to understand the power of God and how did he move and have understanding. We are not to be trying to go to no cemetery and be trying to do all of this stuff that, you know, because some people will try to do things and they'll say, well, you know, the Bible said this and the Bible said that.
Yeah.
And they'll try to use it to get people in. And folks that's weak and don't understand and don't study the word of God, they will fall for this. They will see nothing's wrong with it. But you have to be ever so careful how you handle the glory of God, how you handle the power of God that rests within you. So I would admonish anyone that is participating in that kind of stuff, don't do it. Because it's not godly. If that was the case then, we would have been doing that. I never know any of the forefathers, even in the natural over here in holiness, ever doing that. I have never seen it happen in my lifetime of being in the church or around the church or being part of the body of Christ. So that is my take on that, and I hope that it answers your question, woman of God.
Yeah, yes, it did. I knew instantly something wasn't right. And it was a church that I started in, and I know she doesn't know. And I've been praying because my daughter attends the church, but I know she's not going to that because I've already spoken with her, and I'm praying her release from that church, the stronghold that's on her with the church. But it blew my mind because I never knew that is something that the church did, because when I was there, that was never nothing we did. And I've always been a person of asking questions, because I would have asked right then and there, what we going over there for? I don't understand that. But I know she doesn't know a lot, because now she's inquiring a lot of questions that she asked me where I am in my walk. But no, you answered the question, but I just felt in my spirit, whoever's on the line that may participate in anything like that needs to hear that, and you sharing it, especially we're talking to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, woman of God.
You know, in Evangelist Wilkes, when you study the history of the church, a lot of things were instituted. Well, many people have to understand what we call etymology over historicity. And, you know, the first recording of a sunrise service was in, I believe it was right about 1732. It was Easter sunrise service impromptu by a German in Germany in the early Easter morning. And it was a small group of young Moravian men went to the local cemetery for a special time of worship. And then they went from that time. The next year, the group invited the entire congregation to join. Then the tradition was born. Within a few years, Easter sunrise worship was a staple of the Moravian congregation. And so a lot of time what people do, they've been invited. See, it's so much infiltration into righteousness and holiness. It's so many things being linked into the church world now, clothing, garments, things that people do. And we institute these things in without studying it, without looking into it, without doing the research, without having a knowledge and an understanding of what things are. And we come into the kingdom not really understanding the king. We're coming into the kingdom not really understanding the word. We're coming to the kingdom not having knowledge of what it is in the battlegrounds. We come into the kingdom of God seeing the falsativity of people and not looking at the real authenticity of ministry. And so what we do is we buy into the genre of a movement in a moment, and then we carry it. And we ask the question later on when demonic spirits are open, when we consult witches of Endor and go into these graveyards and start speaking. We don't know what they were worshiping. You got people worship the dead. Were they in there worshiping the dead? It's so many things that the enemy, these fallen angels, understood these secrets of the heavenly. And what God is trying to do is reveal to us the secrets of those fallen angels in the heavenly. He want to give us understanding of it, but it require us to walk, live, and breathe in a certain place in God, a certain dimension in God, a certain realm in God. And to walk in those places, one life has to be at a purified state of God. You have to be in a place of God where you have to know your relationship with him, because you're going to contradict the norm of what you've learned and what you saw. You know, most of the time, conflicts in church and conflicts in people's life is what they heard, not what they seen, what they heard. And based upon what they heard, they say, oh, I see it. I saw it. God was speaking to me. God wasn't speaking into you. Sound have a teleporting. Listen to this. Sound is a teleport. You watch TV. TV is teleporting. It's called television teleporting. And as soon as you watch TV, that sound creates something in you. And you create an illusion or a delusion from that sound. And from that sound, you'll come up with stuff. And you'll believe stuff. And you'll create illusions in your life. That's why it's important to understand what we are doing in this dispensation of time. 2019, it was a setup. 2020, you saw the setup. If you didn't see the setup, you were caught up in it. 2021, look at the years, 2019, COVID-19, double 20. You saw the Twin Towers in 2001. You saw what happened over in Minnesota, the Twin City. when it all kicked off with the issue, you saw how the enemy used twin things, the carbon copy God. You saw what is transpired. You saw the Adam, the Eve. You saw the second Adam. We saw two popes that was in the land for the last 11 years. You watch all of these things, yet and still the people are not seeing it because they don't want to be delivered from paganism. They don't want to be delivered and set free from the old ways. The Lord says, seek for the old path. They say, oh, no, we don't want to go down the old path. Seek for the old path. No, we don't want to tap into the Ancient of Days. There are mysteries that haven't even been revealed in the earth land that God is trying to let us tap into. There are secret things that God is trying to reveal, but we're too busy being distracted by the falsivities of the world, the falsivities of the demon world. We want to go alone with things, and you'll never reach that pivotal place in God going along with these ancient demonic spirits. This thing was back, 1792 or 1772, way back then. And people had been following that thing, 1732. So think about that, 1732, 1832, 1932. So you're talking about 300 years ago. We can't even remember 100 years ago. And the enemy is infiltrating the people. He's infiltrating us. And we think that this new move is going to shake the nation. 20 years and 50 years down the road, the very thing that we're supporting now, that we said God is doing a new thing, our children are following, and it'll lead them to farther and farther from the Lord. We're watching history unveil itself. We're watching historical moments come to pass. And we're looking at how many people are lost. How many people are truly lost? Even as the woman of God that spoke yesterday, that she was truly lost. Why? Okay, well, our church is doing it. Let's go to it. Okay, let's go on into the graveyard and raise up Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was raised up the day demonic spirits. He was here at the beginning of time. But all of the stories that are written, you have to read it by the revelation. You have to read it by it being revealed to you. Where is it in the Bible that was sunrise service? Where is it in the Bible that they were sitting down with the exception of Saul consulting the witch of Endor to pull up Samuel? And then the witch of Endor already understood that Saul kicked out all of the those with familiar spirit and the wizard, he already did that. Then he consulted him. Why? Because he can hear from God. Let me tell you something. When people can't hear from God anymore, when people can't hear from the Spirit of the Lord God, they create things in the earth realm. Why? Because when God shuts down the heavens from demonic principalities and powers of people who play with him, he shut it down. So what we do is we consult other gods. So we go and consult the pan goddess. That's what we all dealt with, the pan goddess. Study what the pan goddess was. That's what you get pandemic. That's what the pan goddess was. That's what you get pots and pans from. You got a pan on your stove that was a solid pan that you cook on, and you burn. It gets hot. It gets hot, and it cooks your food, the pan goddess. So we study these things and know. Pastors and leaders don't study those things because they're afraid. I'm afraid to break rank. I'm afraid to cut loose. I'm afraid to separate myself. But I want God so bad. I want him from all of my heart. So we have to contradict what was told to us, what was sold to us, what was given to us. We have to contradict these things. And it's so hard to contradict stuff that millions and billions of people in the earth go along with. But there are millions and billions that are not even close to going along with what's going on in what we call Christendom. which is a pagan word too. We're following it. We're getting up. We're right. Sunrise service. Funeral. A cemetery. Rising up. All of these ancient spirits. If you even go to the book of Daniel, chapter 2, when King Nebuchadnezzar consulted the magician, the wizard, the sorcerer, the Chaldean, the astrologer, he asked them to interpret his dream. And they said, King, live forever. You explain the dream to us. He was so angry. What did God do? God shut down the dream realm so that those wizards, I mean, those sorcerers, those astrologers, those Chaldeans, those magicians could not even tap into that spirit world realm. And they couldn't even tell him. So what did he do? He got so mad and said, you know, you should know. And what do we have here? A lot of people in the world right now are angry. Why? Because no one can give them answers because God will shut it down and he'll raise up a what? Daniel, who will come in and say, I can interpret the dream. And then God will open up that dream realm for that man and he will explain it and God will let you explain. People can't explain stuff because they don't have access to those spiritual realms, those spiritual dimensions. So what they do is they create an illusion and sell it to you. They create an illusion of things. How many people in the world have created lies on other people that they said God showed them and God revealed to them, and it was never that? How many people in the world said the Lord told them something and God never spoke to them, period? How many people in the world consult these deities to give them an answer? If you take a time to seek the face of God, many answers will be given. But people don't want to seek God; they want to seek other people. Here's Saul. He seeks the witch of Endor. She gets mad at him. What is this thing you done? He said, I promise you I won't kill you. I promise you. Get Samuel forward. Call Samuel up. Samuel already told him, this is what it is. See, there are people who have this type of demonic power, influence, folks, to influence the lives of the people. And as many times when you talk about, when you even start speaking pagan stuff, man, you got people get angry. When I tell you, you got people get angry. They will fight you, cut you, battle with you, and they know it's not the truth. But guess what? I cannot allow you to contradict what I enjoy. And that's why as men and women of God, we have to study to show ourselves approved. That means research. Research the word of God. Understand it. Now, we're going to take 1,000 or so people, and we're going to go to a cemetery. Now, listen to this. We're going to all begin to worship the dead. We're going to go to the cemetery, and we're going to have praise and worship. All of us will come together. We're going to bring all of these religions together, all of our church together, and we're going to come to this graveyard, cemetery, and we're going to start praising and worshiping as the sun rises up. Now study sunrise. Study that. What are you calling from the grave? So we want to bring you exactly to the spot. And let's call forth. Let's worship these dead people. Let's worship the dead. Let's consult the dead. They don't know. Oh, this is a spiritual thing. Yeah, it is. It's a spirit. And yeah. a ministry, it concerns me even more with the distractions of the world and all the battles to bring truth to the people. You'll walk and breathe a loneliness because you're telling the truth to the lie. And then the word of the Lord God said, the people rather have a lie than the truth. That's what they long for. And you're trying to bring truth to them, but they want the lie. And then when you bring the truth, the enemy will do everything else to create a lie. He'll distract you. And even some of us, when we share the word of God, we're so afraid to address things like, man, I don't even want to address it. And then some of us, we don't even know how to address it because we haven't studied the word of God, so we don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to say to the people about these events. I don't even know how to communicate with the people about these events. So what we do is we silence ourselves because we don't want to go against the norm. How do I go against what my mother and father taught me and what we've been known to do? So I just go along with it. And then I go along with it, and then the cost of other people's lives. So we all go to the cemetery. What is a cemetery for? It's to bury people, not to raise them up. So we're gonna do something ancient. We're gonna chant. That's what they did. They went to the cemetery to call forth the dead to worship those deities. And that's what you see. I just believe God. My dad said something to me years ago. He said, son, save yourself. And the more I walk in ministry and breathe in ministry, I have to save myself. I'm trying to make heaven my home in a flawed body, but an eternal presence. And it's so interesting. We trying to save those that are trying to kill us. You helping people that's gonna kill you anyway. You trying to save those. Look at Jesus. He saved all of those that were trying to kill him. He trying to deliver those that were trying to destroy him. He was trying to heal those that wanted to take his life. It's two types of cut. Cut to heal and cut to kill. You got to choose who's in your life to cut to heal you and who's choosing in your life is cut to kill you. Because you got people that are sent in that will cut you to kill you, and they'll have people that want to cut you to heal you. And sound will do either one. Open your mouth. That sound will be cut you to kill you, and there will be a sound that will cut you to heal you. And I'm learning that every day as I wake up and move in the presence of God and to do his will. Lord, whatever cut you're going to do, cut me to heal me. There's some cuts that will cut you to kill you. And you have to be careful of what sound gets inside you. Because some cuts will kill you. It's easy right now. It feels good. But then you wake up in the morning and what spirit walked into your house and hit your weaker vessel, the weaker children? What do we hear in the closet? We worship the dead. I just share the word of God and give it to you. And some things, you can go through all of the scriptures and there's something for everything. But there's something has to be revealed to you so you can know all things in the kingdom. I thank God for, I think you said it today, great, good, grace, gracious of God, glory of God. I just thank God. And I thank God for the Goshen of God. I just thank God for him. You know, I don't tell many people some of the things that I face with in ministry. And I know Evangelist Wilkes, she does the same thing, administrator, but we don't. You know, we got to preach through pain. We got to preach through infirmities and preach through pain. But it's only by the grace of God. I preach through the next lie. Preach through the next hurt. Preach through the next pain. Preach through the next deception. Preach through the next setup. Preach through the next trick. Preach through the next move. Preach through the next landmine. Preach through the next hijacking. We got to go through all of those things to preach the word of God and still heal those that will kill us right before our face. And that's why you have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And one thing the Lord said, you were made for this dispensation. There was no other time in history that you was made for. You were made for 1800, 1760. You were made for 1400 AB or BC. You were made for year 2400, 2700. You were made for this time. Everybody here today, you were born for this epic tone. You were born for this dispensation. You were born for this hour. You were made for this dispensation. You were created for this epic moment. The calendar and the lot was specifically earmarked for you. There's no other time in history that your DNA was not made for. So I thank God for being able to teach from a place of, wow. To share from a place of, man, here we go again. To speak from a place of, wow, how did we get here? I have to know God in these times. And you have to give, we talk about prayer, we speak about prayer, we release prayer, we hear people pray, but man, close your eyes and get on your knees and shut down the world. Cut them phones off. Let people do what they want to and say, God, do me. Whatever's in me, Lord, or whatever's here now and whatever's getting ready to take its move now. People of God, we in trouble. And I'm telling you, we are in trouble now. You have to save yourself. Remember a long time ago, something was happening in our neighborhood, and we had to all be in the house at a certain time. And believe me, Evangelist Wilkes, everybody was running in the houses. Shoot, my sister ran out. She said, boy, you better get in this house. Come on now, because I'm telling you, we better be in here before them lights come on. And I'm still standing out there with my friends. My sister, I'm going to tell you one more time. Believe me. Them lights hit, oh, and I thought I could be, hold on for a few more minutes. I was getting ready to go in the house. My sister said, I'm closing the door. She shut that door. All was counting, and I was knocking on the door, and the next person to open that door was my dad. He was looking at me and said, oh, son, so you're going to play with me again. I said, oh, she shut the door. He said, son, I told you to be in this house with the lights on. And them lights come on in the street. Now, that's my generation. Now, y'all generation, I don't know. I stood there trembling, but I knew them lights was coming on. Oh, the lights are on now. And people still can't see. It's clearly defined what we are at in this time. We got the biggest moves in the land. Look at the law that they're creating in Congress right now to eliminate certain processes of things being revealed. Look at what senators doing, trying to eliminate TikTok because people are revealing things, trying to control the world. They try to eliminate anything that has to do with the Lord, anything that has to do with his presence being cut out, anything that has to do with the righteousness has been taken away, anything having to do with the devil is being accepted. Luciferian is being accepted. Nephilim is being accepted. Ancient deities is being accepted as normal. And that's not a majority. But everybody else is weak because he's weakened. He's trying to weaken the hands of those men and women of God. I'm going to test you. I'm going to weaken your hand. I'm going to see if you know what you know. But we have to be strong. We must be strong in this time. We must be strong in God and hold on to his unchanging hand. We must walk together. We must have the love of God in us, but not be a fool to the traps that are around us. Look at the churches that have actually shut their doors. It's alarming. Thousands have shut their doors and they're not opening. Look at the big arenas that used to be filled to capacity. They're not any longer because of what the enemy had done. And we have to be strong. Save yourself, man of God and woman of God. Most people's mind is made up at the end of the day when you get finished talking to them and finished sharing the word of God and you finish giving them the power of God. What did that say in Daniel 7:25? Satan come to wear out the saints of the Most High. You wore out. You done been wore out by other people because their mind is made up. His mind is made up, her mind is made up, their mind is made up. Before they come in your office, before things, their mind is made up because it's a warped world. What did they say? The mental health of people at the highest peak. People that snapping off. The lady went in the school and they shot the little kids in the back. It's that because we open ourselves up. Now we want more gun laws and more laws and more laws. It ain't all of the laws. It's we have opened the portals of demonic realm. Bring the presence of the Lord back. Bring the glory of God back. You'll need another gun law. It's already proven. There are thousands of laws that are dealing with gun control, and none of them work. Parents, men and women of God, it's time to get into the presence of the Lord. No, we need another law. Jesus came to do what? He came to fulfill the law. You want another law. He already fulfilled the law. Get into the, he said, I will become spirit for the word. When the spirit of the Lord God is there, is liberty. Amen. So I bless the Lord. Thank you for the question, woman of God. Thank you for sharing. And study who those people are. Study what they're about. It's everybody. You hear all of this new move, a new wind blowing, a new idea. It was, this is what we're going to do today. What did it have this young man? He now is doing these concerts, these so-called spiritual concerts, and demons are manifested in them. It's just because people are looking for something, and they open. Where's the love, grace, power, presence of God? So I thank God for the word today, Evangelist Wilkes, that you ministered to us. And thank you for Overseer Piggott. Thank you for your being. Sharing as well, and those who gave praise reports of what the Lord has done. I want to do my part. I want to serve God. Perfect will be done. And I know I'm a target. Guess what? I just have to accept that I'm going to be a target. I have to prepare for the assassin bullet of 1 week, 2 weeks, God can't move in a powerful way like he moved and not him come back to try to destroy the men and women of God. You can't do what we do and be where we are at in the kingdom and not know that the enemy could not come in to stop us. I bless the Lord for the things I'm doing. Bless the Lord for the people of God. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Carlina Wilkes. Thank you, saints of God, on today. Amen. We appreciate who you are to us, Evangelist Wilkes, for being a blessing to us. And Sister Piggott, thank God. I know she had to get her job, but I bless God today. What the Lord is doing. Thank you for sharing that. Prophetess Tina Rice, thank you for sharing that with the woman of God and revealing that to her so she can know and understand what this hour is about, what these timings are about, what these movements are about, and what these seasons are about. You know, as people that are consulting, these monitoring spirits, yeah, what they're doing, and then it goes further to talk about being within a few years, Easter sunrise worship was a staple of the Movarian congregation. Then it moved. The small group was known as a band. The term the early Methodist movement also used it. The first Methodist, the Movarian shared with congregation. John Wesley impression with the calm faith displayed by the group of the Movarian missionaries during a storm on their journey from England to Georgia. Later, the Wesleyan befriended the leaders of the Movarian and the Nicolaitans, and the Zindorf later said that Easter sunrise service was rooted in the tradition of Greek Orthodox Church. he was probably referring to the Easter vigil held through the night on Easter Saturday and immediately followed by Easter worship. Sunrise symbol. The cemetery was an important part of that first gathering as women went to the tomb on the first Easter Sunday. These celebrations happened at graves of the faithful. Some of the early worship services include time of caring for the cemetery ground. While a cemetery may seem to be a morbid place to worship, it serves to remind the congregation that Jesus' resurrection is the fourth state of resurrection of the faith still come. Then again, scripture. They went on to just begin to go more and more and more, and then they connected to spiritual means. It goes on. So it tells more and more and more.
Yes, sir. It speaks of picking up the Egyptian worshiping.
Yeah. And it opens up to more and more areas, brings it in to more and more, and people that are driven away from the meaning, the true essence of the life of Yeshua and the things that transpire. So now we have people walking around, breathing and living these ancient spirits and people that are being deceived and people's lives are being shifted by all of these things. And they forever learning and never coming into the knowledge of these things that are going on. So you have many people's lives at stake trying to live the word of God and do his will. Amen. So I just thank God for what the Lord has given us to be able to understand. And sometimes it's not hard trying to teach it. It's breaking all of this research down. And when you break all of the research down and to break down the history and go into the details of what many people were doing and going into the specific information of what people's lives were about, we're going into the history of some of these things to tell the people exactly the details. Then it gets a little more technical for the people to be able to break it down. I'm telling you, you're trying to break it down to the people. You're trying to teach it, trying to teach people the word of God. You're trying to teach them the word of God. And you're trying to bless them to understand the word of God so they can know what the word of God is for their life. And you're trying to bring it to them so they can understand what's going on. And they've been indoctrinated with it. Man, I sit down with some of my friends in ministry, and you just hear how they're so persuaded about these events and these things that are going on. It's so embedded in them. And you sit and you be like, Lord, even when you share with them these things, men and women of God, it's so much that comes where you have to sit and study for hours. I think you do it, Evangelist Wilson. Some of us, we study hours to, man, God, where did this come from? 1862, from the Gregorian, the priest, the Gregorian calendar, the priest, this priest, Gregorian, how he set calendars and events and how things are in place. And the more you study, your head is wrapped around data. And you're like, man, God, wow. You got to unravel this stuff. And then you try to teach it to people who it would take years to really break down the meaning of the how Easter became Easter, and these days became days, and these certain calendars of events were set in place. And I can't even go any further. I mean, pressing through the shit with the faith. Yeah. But thank you, woman of God. I hope that that helped that woman of God, a prophetess. Did you want to say some Apostle Simmons? I think you were trying to. Amen. Amen.
Prophet, we've been very close. I know she's going to have more questions. Because I asked her when she asked her pastor, I want to hear, you know, what his response is. But I know it was a lot we gave her yesterday. So
yeah.
I understand my assignment. She's my client also, too. So I'm going to be on my assignment to be available to share with her. And my prayer is that the scales be taken off her eyes, and also that what transpires, because she's going to go anyway.
Yeah.
And she shared with me about she's never understood, because she comes from the Southern Baptist and then always been in Baptist, so it's never been any teaching spiritually.